Frank,
wait a minute.
Wait, Dan's back.
I was thinking, where's Dan?
Why am I here?
I was thinking, where's Ian? Ian, who are you?
Did we get cut off in customs?
No. Heavens, no. Scott Sherman in for Frank. Frank, under the weather? Is there
that's what almost? I hear, yes. The streak is over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that official?
I think so. That's I think so. Official, that goes yeah. in the official scorecard.
The official streak is over.
Take that, Cal Ripken Jr. Scott Sherman in for Frank. Just one more day. Was in last week, Monday through Thursday. Had a great time. If you know those voices, no, it's not David Solomon and Tim Weiland. It is, in fact, Ian.
The B-team is back, yes.
How are you, sir?
Very good, thank you.
And Dan Strauss, back not only behind the microphone, but back in the good old U.S. of A.
That's right.
Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Both of you.
Nice and bronzed over there.
You are. A bronze Adonis.
Yep, that's me.
And we'll get to those gentlemen in just a second. I'm Scott Sherman, in for Frank. I just said that.
Yeah.
And happy to be behind the microphone. Sorry for the circumstances, but, you know, Frank will be back tomorrow.
There was one other person on the trip that was not feeling well when we were leaving the resort, jumping on the bus yesterday, and he wasn't feeling well. And I said, do you want some ibuprofen or something? He said, no, I'm fine. I took something. And you could just tell he just wasn't feeling good.
What's the Caribbean version of Montezuma?
A
Montezuma.
Yeah.
That's Frank.
Yeah.
He thought that he might have gotten some sort of food poisoning.
Roberto Clemente's revenge.
At the airport. And it's like, no, if you got food poisoning, it hits. Food poisoning hits like a half an hour after you eat something bad. I know several people that's happened to, and it's never happened to me, thank God, but I know people that it's happened to. Rick Sanborn is one of them, and it hits, and it is violent.
I think there are levels, though, because yeah. I want to say I've had food poisoning before, and it took a few hours to, it's hard to tell what exactly the source of.
There's so much of whatever going around. You sit in a metal tube for 3 or 4 hours flying back. It could be anything. Which reminds me of, Ian, are you old enough to remember when there was smoking allowed on airplanes?
No. I'm sure, because I'm almost 40, so I don't know when they stopped that, the 70s?
They still have the sign, the cigarette X, and they got rid of those?
They stopped it in the 90s, I think, didn't they?
In planes?
Yeah.
Really?
I have a distinct recollection of being a kid.
Maybe the early 90s.
And them asking if you were smoking or not smoking. It's a metal tube. But there's nothing about it that's just, if someone's smoking and then you're not smoking, it just means you're going to get smoke about 30 seconds later.
Here we go. In-flight smoking prohibited in 1988, with all planes being smoke-free by the end of the 90s.
Wow.
Outstanding. We'll get to everybody's vacation in just a moment. But first, I just wanted to welcome everybody back. I hope that you guys had a good time. We had a good time here.
We had a great time and got a lot of good feedback about you guys.
Thank you very much. Had a lot of great help. Thanks to Max and David and Tim Weiland, who had the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it went swimmingly. We're expecting a special guest whose name I won't mention in just a little bit, sometime during the show, because if I do, then you're going to expect not only that person, but then it'll kind of ruin the surprise. But it is related in some way to last night's Oscars,
yep,
which were, depending on what you felt about them, they're always long, but a disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what? Who screws that up?
Steve Harvey is the only one that's really, really happy today.
Steve Harvey is indeed off the hook.
Thank goodness.
He's off the chain and off the hook.
And who was it up there with Warren Beatty? Was it
Faye Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway on the 50th anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde.
And everyone is saying that he kind of threw her under the bus.
Well, he was just looking for some help because he couldn't, you could tell he was looking at it. It was like, why is there an actor's name on this card? I don't understand, because it said Emma Stone, and underneath it said La La Land for best actress, right?
Yeah. In case you missed it, here is what it sounded like about 12:30 this morning when Warren Beatty sort of announced and then handed over the card to his co-star from Bonnie and Clyde, the winner, whatever, the best picture, 2016.
What number you want?
Number 11.
First one? Number 11.
The Academy Award.
He's stalling.
For Best Picture.
You're La La Land.
He hands her the card. I thought, hey, this is great. He's building the drama. He's mugging for the camera. You know, Warren Beatty, he still got it. And, you know, you can see why over 4,000 women slept with the guy. That's how smooth he is. Except not only is he not smooth at all, but that number is not true.
And he could have stopped and said,
hold
it. Wait a minute. This is not the right card.
But it got worse. They actually, not only did they let them announce it, but here come those very erudite and thoughtful and deep and sort of somewhat meaningless speeches, starting with La La Land producer number one.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to Lionsgate. Thank you to our incredible cast and crew. We're all up here right now. Thank you to Jamie Feldman, to Gary Gilbert. Thank you to my parents for supporting my choice to pursue a career in the arts, even though it was a little bit crazy. Arthur Horowitz, you are my fantasy baby. And wow. To my kind, generous, talented, beautiful, blue-eyed wife and creative partner, Julia Hart. Whew. You have inspired me to become the man I am right now, and more importantly, the man I'm still becoming.
But wait a minute.
Awesome.
But wait.
There's a lot of love in this room.
This is the continued.
And let's use it to create and champion bold and diverse work.
Yes.
Work that inspires us towards joy, towards hope, and towards empathy.
Yeah.
Wow. Outstanding. Okay, that's just producer number one. That was both a very Jewish and very Aryan speech.
While he's holding the Oscar.
Where he's thanking all of his relatives and his blue-eyed wife. I'm sure she had blonde hair.
Well, watching the clip today, and all of a sudden the guy with the headphones is kind of milling about, trying to stare at the card.
It was like the Muppet Show.
What is going on here?
Suddenly Schroeder is in the middle.
Wait a minute.
Of all the, so there's another guy, and then this is the third guy, 14. This is the third guy giving what is the beginning of the end of La La Land's Day in the Sun.
It's the love of my life, Ali Lowy. I'm up here because of you. I love you so much. It's my family, my mom, papa, Jeff, Homage, Muzadol, Matt Pluff. You kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders. We lost, by the way. But,
part of that is in either Spanish or Hebrew or something. And then we lost, by the way. And I didn't catch it. And all of a sudden, it's like when something horrible happens. You know, I'm not comparing it to any kind of tragedy, but it's almost, you know, like Rosie Grier. You know, is there a doctor in the house? It's not quite Robert Kennedy, but something is going on. And then the first guy steps in and says this.
I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
And what you can't see is at about second 10 of this very awkward 13 seconds, he literally rips the card out of the sort of befuddled Warren Beatty's hand, points it at the camera, and says, Moonlight, as though to prove that indeed it's Moonlight. That's the beginning of what becomes the most famous thing of the entire evening, if not the entire Oscars. It continues with an apology. First Jimmy Kimmel.
This is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's very nice.
Suddenly, it's a girls' third grade soccer league.
I blame Steve Harvey.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Poor Steve Harvey.
Poor Steve Harvey. And then Warren Beatty, who he and Faye Dunaway were brought back because, you know, they're still alive, and it's the 50th anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde. I'm sure they'll be brought back for the 100th anniversary Bonnie and Clyde, but not until then. Here's what apparently happened, according to Warren Beatty.
Hello. Hello. I once...
Warren, what did you do?
I want to tell you what happened. I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
didn't work. Only when... OJ's lawyer let him talk to the police was a statement given by a celebrity less sort of advised than that. But here, finally, this is the guys from Moonlight, which I have not seen. I didn't see La La Land either. But the guys from Moonlight, Barry Jenkins, the director of Moonlight, in what I call the most anticlimactic acceptance speech ever.
Thank you.
Very clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell with dreams. I'm done with it, because this is true. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
And I have to say, and it is true, it's not fake. We've been on the road with these guys for so long, and that was so gracious, so generous of them. My love to La La Land. My love to everybody. Man.
Uh-huh. All right. This just in, Florida will start its Oscar recount in the morning. But
it's funny everybody breaking this down now, because I saw a couple articles today. Apparently there are two people, you know, what's the name of the famous?
Price Waterhouse.
Yes. And there are duplicates. There are two of every envelope with the winner inside it because there are two people that are, from Price Waterhouse that are in charge, because sometimes the stars come in on either side of the stage. So depending on which side they come out of, that person gets handed the card. So how this second card, because what, Emma Stone got that award how long before this?
Five minutes.
Was it the right before it? And I don't know how in big black letters you have best act, how is this not...
And it's the most scripted thing of all time. Like every joke, every supposed ad lib. Carney interviewed Bruce Valanche, who does most of the writing for this thing, and he played it Friday before. And he's like, I write everything. And it's like, how about this? This is something from elementary school. How about color-coded cards?
Exactly.
You know, like, blue would be the best male lead, and then, like, purple might be, like, the best supporting actor. And then... black or gold or something.
Shredder backstage. As soon as that award is given away, shred both of them.
Yes, absolutely. So, but Ian, you mentioned, and I cut you up a little bit, there was this guy, sort of like, all of a sudden there's a guy with a headset who's about 5'3".
He was just milling in between the whole group, just trying to find that card. Oh, it was very funny.
It was very funny. Hopefully we'll have our special guest here not too long. But let's do this. Let me open the vault for... is there an open vault for
Dirk? No, there's not.
Well, David Solomon opened a vault. I'm going to change the show.
Oh, David's got special access to things here that nobody else has.
There was... in 1996, Vic and Katie had a vault sound.
I
found it, and I played it, and then... That's different than the other sound.
Resident historian.
He is the KTRS historian, but he did a great job. So why don't I just open it by saying this? Does anyone have anything to say?
I don't. Nothing happened.
Come on, fill us in. I know Frank will have more stories tomorrow, but you can... give us one saucy thing that happened.
Dan Strauss.
Saucy? You know what? There wasn't really any saucy thing that... that really happened on the trip that I can uh, that I can think of. Anything out of the norm. Everybody, this by far was one of the, I would say, has to be the best group that we've ever gone with.
Tell us how this trip works. So you go down to, this time, the Dominican. Mm-hmm. You charter a plane, or you're on a plane with a bunch of listeners. How does that...
We're on a charter flight.
How does that all start, and how does all of this happen? I find it interesting and fascinating that everybody goes down together and has this this event. It's almost like
Julie Wilson, the world's greatest travel agent, ends up getting, she'll get prices from different places around the world, from Mexico, from Jamaica, from Dominican, different all these vacation spots, and then she will find the best resort. She will find the best prices and all this other stuff, and then we put the trip together. That's how that happens. And generally, she gets that information around the first part of June, or it's the end of May, first part of June. So she'll start researching and everything, and then we take pick the spot, and then people will sign up for the trip.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, man. How long have we been doing this, Peon? We've been doing this for...
I want to say it's...
18 years, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably 18 years.
And you made a comment that this might have been the best trip ever.
Yeah, yeah. This was just a great trip with the people and everything. Nothing bad happened. Nothing out of the ordinary that's crazy happened or anything. We didn't have any jerks on the trip, or I mean, every once in a while you get someone that's kind of a jerk, or someone that's, you know, and but nothing like that.
Anywhere interesting besides the resort?
Yeah, where in the Dominican did you go?
Lapa Sapa Lamanama.
That's almost Spanish.
I don't know. I began with an L. I'm not exactly sure.
La La Land?
Yeah. Yeah, it was La La
so,
Land.
Yeah, so Ian asked.
About 45 minutes out of Punta Cana.
Well, what isn't?
And that's where we had gone before.
Yeah.
The last few times we were at the Dominican.
Yeah, we went to Punta Cana.
And so you get down to the resort, and he asked, you know, what did you do?
Hacienda,
what kind of cool excursion did you go on, or cool thing did you do?
We were going to go zip lining, but we opted not to go zip lining. And I'm glad we didn't, because they were talking about how high you climbed to do the zip line, and my girlfriend Sandy has never done a zip line before, and we were going to do that, and I already did that a couple years ago with my daughter, so we were talking about it, and we decided not to go, and they said how high they climbed to get up to this zip line, and I wouldn't have done well with that at all. I am really, really bad with heights. So I'm glad we didn't do that. We went on a shopping excursion, but it turned out to be more than a shopping excursion. It was more like we went to a cigar factory and watched them roll cigars and everything. Got an education about cigars. We ended up going on this big riverboat.
What did you learn about cigars that you could teach someone here in the listening audience?
Not a damn thing. No. About the how the tobaccos, I don't know. You don't pay that much attention.
Was it cool to watch them roll cigars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've seen it before.
Did you smoke one of these cigars?
No, I did not. I didn't smoke a cigar.
I wonder if the price...
Because that's bad for you.
The price of Dominican cigars has changed now that the embargo on Cuban cigars is no longer.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
What was the best thing you ate or drank while you were there?
The best drink was called a Coco Loco.
What's in that?
I have no idea, but it was good.
Dan likes the foo-foo.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen Drad daiquiri.
What color umbrella did it come with?
It didn't. It had a little piece of pineapple on the side.
How many did you have?
I don't know.
That's the right answer.
Bunch.
Do they still do the cover charge at the airport?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What boxer is it? Do you remember?
Oscar De La Hoya.
He owns the airport.
Yeah.
What?
In the Dominican.
He's the one that helped build the airport. And stuff.
It's a really nice airport.
It is.
It's open air. It's got those big giant fans, from what I remember.
Yeah, they're called Big Ass Fans.
Yeah, the company is called Big Ass Fans. But so when you get, you land and you go into the airport, and it's essentially, what was it, $10
before? Big old thatch. Yeah, oh yeah, $10 to get.
So you hand the people $10, they hand you a ticket,
mm-hmm.
and then 10 feet later, you hand them back the ticket that you just bought. And that's your cover charge of getting into the country.
Yeah.
Because it's a privately owned airport where they make money on it. So
if you don't have any cash, you're stuck at the airport.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You're borrowing money from somebody.
Yeah, because I think it's cash only. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Anything? And you can get online now and do that.
Oh, ahead of time?
And, yeah, and then you can print it off, and you have a receipt, and then there's a separate line that you go in for that.
It was very funny, though, the first time we came in there, because everybody's like, well, you need to pay $10 to enter the country, and you hand them $10, and then 10 feet later, you just hand them the ticket that they just gave you. You go, all right, there you go. Enjoy your stay.
That's not a shakedown.
No.
It's a cover charge.
Yeah.
Anything else about that? When I have ever gone on a trip to the Caribbean or anything like that, I have that moment where I say to myself, what am I doing going back? Did you think about that?
No.
Well,
what am I doing going back?
Yeah, why aren't I just staying here? Why am I just not just figuring out a way?
Oh, you mean coming back here to the United States?
Why come back to here?
Heck yeah.
From what I remember, though, a week, maybe 10 days would be a little better. But after, especially all the eating and drinking you do.
Oh, man.
You need to get back to reality because nobody can live that lifestyle for very long.
It's a 2-hour feeding schedule. A lot of Europeans there. A lot of Canadians that we met. And
any clothing optional?
On the beach. Beaches? On the beach. Here's one. On the beach, it was, they had in the brochure, they prefer you not to take your top off at the swimming pool, but at the beach, the swim top is optional for women. So we had a guy.
There's an executive order I could get behind.
No, we had a guy that was on the trip that there was a girl right in front of him, and she was very cute. And she decided to stand up and change her bottoms right in front of him. So she took her bottoms off, and he said he got a view of both sides, front and back.
Wow.
And then she put her new bottoms on, and that was it. But yeah, he said it was very nice.
Bless those Europeans.
That might be against the rules, though, Ian.
I said it's all right.
Tops are optional.
Only Americans that get so wrapped up in a naked body.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Europeans. You see some of the European guys?
Oh, boy.
Oh, they don't care.
Oh, no. They've got
a pair wearing a rubber band.
Oh yeah,
terrible.
But it's like something you do
Gerard
not want to see.
Gerard Depardieu, you just with that big old.
Oh my goodness!
They don't care what they look like.
Yeah, there are two people that could handle that lifestyle, and it pretty much Gerard Depardieu and what's his name from? Come on! Apocalypse Now.
I can't think of it now.
Yes.
But the hideousness of some of the European guys with their
Marlon Brando.
With their Speedos.
Oh, yeah.
With their Speedos on is just like you can't not see that anymore. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you can't unring that bell.
No, it's like, oh no.
Well, we're glad you're back safe and sound. You had a great time.
We did.
The most successful trip so far.
Last couple days, it was windy on the beach, so the waves were just crashing in. We went out and had a blast. A bunch of us went out and had a blast on the waves, having them pound us.
That's Dan Strauss. It's all coming back to him now.
To the story.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to you. Good time had by all, so you're told.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
It was a good time.
Why don't we check traffic here?
No,
Tim Weiland. Look, we did this all last week.
You forgot already?
You forgot.
No.
What are you, Kent Martin?
What? Who? Hello, co-host. It's Tim Weiland.
That's pretty.
KTRS traffic copter.
Wait a minute. Where's the breaking the union rules? Why isn't Dan throwing it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because
There's rules we have. Last week we got to throw them out the window because I was in the studio. But
let's do this all over again. Dan, it's traffic time.
All right. Here to give you traffic is a guy that did a stellar job filling in. It's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Ah, thank you, Dan, and welcome back.
I'll act like Scott. Is it Ed Sparrow?
Who's it? Right. They're working with an accident. It's partially blocking the right lane on southbound 270 south of Berwyn, just before Highway 44. And traffic right now is jammed back to Doherty Ferry. You are slow in a couple areas between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. It looks like we may have some slow traffic on westbound 70 from Air Flight out through Lindbergh. And then we may have an incident on westbound 70 just past Lake St. Louis Boulevard because I'm seeing a slowdown there. Eastbound 270 a bit heavy at New Florissant, and eastbound 40 downtown is slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
And Scott, just blame the Academy and Steve Harvey for that follow-up.
And Warren Beatty.
Yeah, and Warren Beatty.
You're not even supposed to be here today.
Sorry, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
You need to stay informed. Tomorrow night, President Trump will speak to Congress and the nation in a highly anticipated primetime event. Stay with KTRS after the Mizzou game to hear what he says and the reaction to it. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring. The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Vacation, our most valuable time. As time goes by and we look back, it's the vacation adventures that bring family memories and a common focus. And what better way to create those memories than to experience the real America in an RV? It's the journey, not the destination, that brings the family together. Hello, I'm Russ Patton. For over 50 years, Byerly has been outfitting families for RV travel. From camping trailers to motorhomes, Byerly in Eureka is the place to come. Acres of RVs, the area's largest parts store, and service bays that reach to the sky. Byerly promises the highest value for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware. This time last year, we were telling you all about our Schnarrification process at the former Mack Hardware in Webster Groves. Well, after rearranging aisles, adding truckloads of new merchandise assortments, and Schnarrifying the store, we have quite a few items that did not make the cut. We don't want them, and you can have them for 90% off. That's right, we are clearing out the old merchandise by slashing prices to 90% off our regular retail. There's ceiling fans, flashlights, solar lights, and coach lights. Ratchets and gadgets, lock sets and socket sets. Need to stock up on light bulbs? There's a wide assortment of regular bulbs, LED bulbs, and fluorescents. So stop by and take a look around, but hurry, this sale will only last until the merchandise is gone and all sales are final. Remember, this is at our Webster location only. That's 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For more information, call us at 314-961-4522. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back on the Large Morning Show. Scott in for Frank just one more day under the weather and back on Tuesday. Thankfully, Dan is back safe and sound. He hardly remembers his trip, but maybe this will bring it back. Ian, also back. Ian, did you play this while you were sitting in your living room thinking about the Dominican?
No.
Okay.
No, I sure did not. But
can you tell us what you were doing in your living room?
pretty much a lot of babysitting. That was my exciting vacation week.
Well, who was babysitting? Was Archie week. Babysitting you?
Yes. No, it's just constant battle to follow him around. He is a perpetual motion machine, just does not stop. So
how old is the Archman?
He is two now. Yes,
the terrible twos. Is he terrible or is he fantastic?
They are terrible times for sure. I think that's fairly normal, I hope. Yeah, for the most part he's a good kid.
So tell us about your week besides the babysitting or during the babysitting. What did you guys do? I know you, Archie goes everywhere.
The weather was nice, yes. So we hit a lot of parks up. I think we went to a really neat park. It's out in Lake St. Louis. And it's made, there's a certain playground manufacturer that builds playgrounds a certain way. And this one is huge. It has a giant castle with slides on it. So I think we went there a couple times, actually. And
I like it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost really neat park, so. Did a house thing out there because there's very little usable water in this part of the world. And I know that there are lakes there. There's Carlisle Lake. That's cool, but that's over in Illinois. There's Horseshoe Lake. That's where they throw
Pontoon
dead bodies.
Beach.
Yeah, they throw dead bodies in there. But over on this side, there's this Lake St. Louis and then that little Lake St. Louise. But that's a really neat area.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they do that.
So, yeah, we make the rotation on all the parks. We've been to probably every park and playground in a 20-mile radius, probably at least a dozen times apiece.
Anything else?
But
did you guys hit the movies? Did
no movies.
Nothing
no.
like that?
We've yet to go out. The two of us have yet to see a movie in a theater since he's been born. So, hopefully, eventually, we'll be able to go. But, yeah, because I like going to movies sometimes, but no movies. So, it was just a pretty low-key week. But I did have something for the Burke segment. I came across this website I thought was pretty interesting. And I got your birth date from you earlier because I decided to use you as the subject of this.
Thank you.
There's a website. It's called...
My narcissism, thanks.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
The website is
Should've used Tim Weiland's birthday, apparently.
u.regettingold.com. So they broke up the your with a dot. So it's u.regettingold.com. You put in your birth date, and it just runs some stats for how long Care to guess how many days you've been alive? Your birth date for everybody.
Oh,
you're not ashamed to give out your birthday, right?
No,
February 14th, right? 1968.
That's right. That's correct. The age of Aquarius.
You are 49 years, just 0 months and 13 days old. Care to guess how many days? Can you do math that fast?
No, not a chance.
17,911 days old.
Ah, every day's been a joy.
Or, to put that in perspective, you are the combined age of Jack Gleason, who played Joffrey in Game of Thrones. And I'm not a big Game of Thrones fan, but
I've heard of
that character before. No, that is not the the little person.
The naked chick with the blonde hair?
Jack Gleason and Miley Cyrus combined.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, that's how old you are.
Yeah, makes me
feel... You did say Aquarius?
Even better about my career.
Any idea what your birthstone is? Do you know?
My birthstone? Amethyst.
Wow, very good.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
See, I just guess. Is it blue?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't even know what color it is.
I have no idea. I'm not into that.
Amethyst is purple.
Okay, so I didn't even get it right, but I said amethyst.
I would have no idea. I don't even know is.
Anything else.
I think mine's kind of greenish, but I don't know. August.
Total number of candles on all your birthday cakes combined?
Oh, my goodness. It's, if I get this right, I'm in a Mensa. 3,200.
Oh, you're a little too high. Right. 1,225.
I was going to say that. 1,225.
Your heart has beaten approximately how many times
in total? Oh, my goodness.
Any care to guess?
8 million.
You are at 1,791,000,000 times, and it has a running total on this this website.
That's,
too.
Man.
Approximately how many breaths in total?
Well, does that include holding your breath,
billion.
Throwing a temper tantrum?
Half a billion is very close. 395 million.
It's not bad.
Moon has orbited the Earth 656 times since you were born. When you were born, there were approximately 3.5 billion other people alive on Earth. There are now, care to guess?
Anyone?
When Scott was born?
When he was born, there were 3.5 billion. Now,
five.
There are how many?
5.5
billion. I'll say 7.3 billion.
Whoa! 7.4.
Nice. Really?
Good.
Look at that.
Wow.
You are so old.
Uh-oh.
How old is he?
He
is so old that the Polish-Soviet War began in February 14th, 1919. That is nearer to your birth date than today.
Oh, man.
Ah, yes.
Wow.
And then it gives you some other random stats.
That was in 1919, and World War One like, ended closer to my birthday than today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. In your past, as an infant.
Yes. I was fantastic.
This is pretty interesting. 9/11 system, 911 system goes into service 2 days after you were born.
You know what's weird? I got a buddy of mine that lived here and grew up here, whose dad, he told me, my buddy's name is Jeff Hunter, that they lived on Long Island for a while, and that he said that his dad was in charge of putting together the very first 911 operation on Long Island. That's probably something Googleable, but then they moved here and they became St. Louis people.
Yeah.
How about that?
Planet of the Apes was released when you were 1 month old.
Yes.
That year. Martin Luther King was shot.
We weren't even on the moon yet.
And when you were
Bobby
1 month
Kennedy
old.
Was killed when I was about 5 months, 6 months old.
As a child, Neil Armstrong, first man to step on the moon. You were one.
Yep.
Apollo 13 returned safely to Earth. That was in 70. So it just gives you, it's something you can just mess around with. You can, it gives you all kinds of different
that's
stats.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
That was very interesting, and it felt a little bit like an obituary, which made me nervous about halfway through. I felt like I was sinking.
I told you earlier, I gave you one stat before the show started.
Uh-oh.
It said, compared to others, out of 100,000 people born on the same day as you, approximately 93,000 are still living.
That's not too bad.
So, 7% mortality rate for somebody born on your day?
Not bad. You know, we try to keep it together a little bit.
So, the website is u.re.
GettingOld.com. Yeah.
Oh.
And I have something, too, later, because we're, of course, going to mention later on the passing of Bill Paxton.
Yes.
And so we'll have, I know we have some sound to play for that. And
Chuck Wapner died, too.
Yeah. Well, he was a little, I had no idea 97. He was still alive.
He was a colonel in the Polish-Soviet War.
Who?
He was a colonel in the Polish-Soviet War.
He was?
Now
he was 97.
Now he was a judge in California. That's, yeah, I remember that People's Court. The
oh, yeah.
One? That was fantastic. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. When they said.
Doug Llewellyn.
When they yes. said, yeah, Doug Llewellyn, he goes, here comes the litigants. And I'm like, I never knew what a litigant was when that, when yeah. People's Court started and they go, here comes the litigants. It's like, why is everybody named litigant?
Do you remember what Judge Wapner would say at the when he would sit on the bench after they sat down? And then a follow-up question.
Oh, man.
Yes, I can't remember.
Yeah, I know you've been sworn, and I have read your complaint.
Yeah. Yes.
And then do you remember the name of his bailiff?
Oh.
No.
No, I don't.
Same name, first name, as Brad Pitt's character in the Ocean's movies.
I don't remember that no. either.
Rusty.
Rusty.
Rusty the bailiff.
That's right, Rusty.
Very funny. Is that what led to you as a kid watching People's Court? Led to
my
occupation?
My great legal career? No, you know what led to my great legal career? I'm terrible at math, science, and working with my hands. Like, where do smug, sarcastic know-it-alls do after they graduate from college and have no skills? They said, well, law school is not a bad place if you can take the test. And I said, well, why don't we give that one a rip? It's a fantastic start to what has become one of the great legal minds of what is now the 21st century.
Of our century.
So we can close.
Let's close the vault. Yeah.
The Burke segment.
Burke segment. Thank you. And
close the vault.
Well,
it is a vault, I guess.
Today's show, we have some great regular guests for Monday. A little bit later, Jose Hernandez will be here to do the Ask Jose
Tech Talk
segment. We'll have John Londuff Jr. in also an hour or two. Bill Clevin will be along at some point. And Mike Evans, with his Hollywood Report, will be back a little later. Before we go for our number one, let's have Dan figure out who is in traffic, even though I know it's Tim Weiland.
All right. Let's check in with Tim Weiland for traffic.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, they're still working with you. They're still working with the accident on southbound 270 before Highway 44. It looks like the right lane is partially blocked, but now the backup goes all the way to Page. We have eastbound Highway 270 on the brakes just east of McDonald to just past Lindbergh. On westbound Highway 70, we had an earlier incident at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and that jam up is between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis. Eastbound 40 now is Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound Highway 40, things stacking up Kings Highway through McCausland. This report brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Frank, you folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, tiny. There was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most, an average-priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles, and what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? because they, you're pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in De Pere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com.
A great smile makes you feel like singing.
I'm so lovely, I'm so cute, I love my smile, ain't it a beaut?
You deserve to smile, but DDS Dentures and Implant Solutions provide you with the smile you deserve. Call 636-287-9331 today. Same-day replacement dentures start at $395 per set. Call 636-287-9331 for $49 simple extractions with immediate dentures. DDS Dentures and Implant Solutions provides single-tooth implants as well as upper and lower implants for dentures. You deserve to smile. Call today, 636-287-9331.
I'm so lovely, I'm so cute, I love my smile, ain't it a beaut? We're so pretty, yes, we're so pretty, we got the nicest smiles in the city.
DDS Dentures and Implant Solutions, Arnold, Missouri. Thomas John Kennedy of Missouri. DDS, LLC and Associates. Dentists are general dentists and not specialists. Implant technology is a specialty area not recognized by the ADA and requires no specific educational training to advertise the service.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Roundabout Theater Company's Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
At the Fabulous Fox Theater, March 7th through 19th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Get tickets at MetroTix.com.
American Equity Mortgage. They've been here for us for over 24 years as a sponsor, as an advertiser, 52 weeks a year. My goodness, it'd be great if everything could be that solid, that long-lasting. Here's what's going to be long-lasting if you don't fix it. Your credit card bills, they're going to keep coming for the next 20 or 30 years. Shut them down. Back to zero balance. If you're a homeowner, let American Equity Mortgage show you how they can pay off those credit card bills, get you back to zero balance, and you're a whole lot better off. You still got the debt, but you've turned it from bad debt into good debt. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. Jose will be here for hour number two. John Londoff a little bit later. I'm Scott Sherman in for Frank, who is absolutely sick today. He'll be back tomorrow. It's hour number one. It's 4 o'clock in St. Louis on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.